Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Summer of Peace, where leading peace builders and activists are sharing their wisdom for co-creating a new peace narrative and effective methods for experiencing inner peace and taking inspired action. I am Philip Helmick, the Director of Peace with the Shift Network. The Summer of Peace is a production of the Shift Network in partnership with many, many organizations and incredible speakers. Emily Hine is the co-host of the entire Summer of Peace with me. And again, the focus is on inner peace and inspired action, how to really embody peace and then to help manifest peace in the world. We're going to be starting off the Summer of Peace with the 100-day countdown for the International Day of Peace. And then before I introduce our host, let me say a little bit more. After this call, then the Summer of Peace enters, we have four summits this year. We have an Everyday Peace Telesummit produced in partnership with Peace Jam, a nonprofit working with 13 Nobel Peace Laureates to inspire the next generation of peacemakers. And that's an amazing peace summit that will happen every Tuesday from June 28th to September 6th. And we will be including teachings from some Nobel laureates as well as amazing other peace builders from around the world. And then on July 13th and 14th, we have the Global Compassion Summit produced in partnership with the Center for Compassion, Altruism, Research, and Education at Stanford University. And this is an amazing summit looking at the science of compassion as well as the deep spiritual aspects and the practical way of putting that into action. And then August 10th and 11th, we will have the Countering Violent Extremism Summit, produced in partnership with the Alliance of Peacebuilding, which really tackles the questions of how can we more mindfully and consciously counteract the acts of violence that we see in the world in really thoughtful ways to address the root causes. And then we'll close out the Summer of Peace from September 11th to the 21st with the 11 Days of Global Unity, made in partnership with We the World, ending on the International Day of Peace, September 21st. And throughout the Summer of Peace, you know, you're invited to invite your friends and family. All the recordings are free. All of them will remain free and eventually go into the World Peace Library, where we map out peace from inner to international. You also are invited to join us on Facebook at the Shift Network to engage in thoughtful conversations with colleagues from around the world. And last year, we had people from 141 countries participating in the Summer of Peace. And now for this call, it is such a delight to introduce you to the host and the producer of this call, a dear, dear friend of the Shift Network, Deborah Maldow. Deborah is a representative to the United Nations of the World Peace Prayer Society and co-director of the Evolutionary Leader Circle. And more importantly, having worked with Deborah the last 5 years, I can just say from my heart, she is someone who deeply, deeply cares about the world. She really strives to embody peace in her communication with others, and she's just a beautiful, beautiful soul whose prayer in life is, may peace prevail on earth. And so, Deborah, I want to thank you for organizing, producing this call, gathering these amazing people from around the world. And let me turn it over to you, Deborah, to now take us through this journey on the 100-day countdown to the International Day of Peace.
Oh, thank you so much, Philip, for that beautiful introduction. I'm so grateful to you and to the Shift Network for launching the Summer of Peace on June 13th, the date of the beginning of the 100-day countdown to the International Day of Peace, and then closing the Summer of Peace in celebration of the International Day of Peace. This allows us to have 100 days of summer to move in our hearts and in our world toward a culture of peace together. I love your theme of inner peace to inspired action, and that's really the core of the International Day of Peace, because we're going to hear from people all over the world today. In this very short call, we're going to span the globe, because all over the world, people celebrate the International Day of Peace. And for people like the dedicated peacemakers on the line with us today, it's not something that they do one day. It's something they prepare for. It's something that they share with others, and it comes from their hearts. So we're going to hear today from Dagmar Birkenberg in Germany and Ambassador Musi Hailu in, where is he today? I think he's in Burundi today. And Father James Channon from Pakistan, who's in Rome, from Maria Ying Matthews, who is in Hong Kong, and Angelina Gabaitsi of the 11 Days of Global Unity in Botswana. And these people have invited young people to be with them on the call. So they are going to join us, and we'll have young people from Switzerland and Pakistan and Hong Kong and Africa. And it's really exciting because this is the world in action. This is we the peoples creating a world at peace. And we are grateful to the United Nations for giving us the International Day of Peace as a shared platform for all of these activities, because the resolution that created the International Day of Peace was endorsed by every nation of the world. So nobody owns this day. We own it together as a global community. And we're also grateful to the United Nations for its activities for the International Day of Peace. And today we have with us Kimberly Mann, who is the chief of the Education Outreach Section of the Outreach Division of the UN Department of Public Information. And she is coordinating many activities that come from the United Nations that are on the website that she's been supervising at un.org/peaceday. And I can't wait for you to hear her and know the enthusiasm from Kimberly of herself and her wonderful team there that we are so privileged to work with for the International Day of Peace. So I give you Ms. Kimberly Mann.
Hello, Deborah. Thank you so much for that kind introduction. I'm very excited to be here, and it's so great to know that there's also young people on this program. Today it's very exciting, of course, because the Secretary General has issued his 100-day countdown message to the International Day of Peace, but we also have two other exciting announcements to make. One is a new hip-hop music video that highlights the Sustainable Development Goals and how they help build peace. The reason why we made this music video with the company Flowcabulary in Brooklyn-based company, was to highlight the interlinkage between the Sustainable Development Goals and peace. So that video is live in all six United Nations languages today at un.org/peaceday. So I hope all of you get a chance. It's very eye-catching and very fun to listen to. Of course, it highlights Sustainable Development Goal 16, which focuses on peace, justice, and strong institutions. But after seeing the video, you can see how important each one of the Sustainable Development Goals are and how they can help us move forward to a culture of peace, as you so aptly said a few moments ago. The second exciting program that we're launching today is for youth. And youth at the UN is defined by students, young people between the ages of 15 and 24, we've asked them to submit to us a 10 to 15 second video in English on how they think the Sustainable Development Goals can build peace. Our plan is to post these clips on a dedicated YouTube site and share them with everyone in the world. And then the winners, the top clips that are submitted to us, will have the opportunity to be screened at the Global Student Video Conference that we're organizing here at headquarters in New York on 16th of September, 2016. So we're very much looking forward to that. And we will be inviting to the Student Video Conference Women Nobel Peace prize laureate, so I know that that ties in with the activities that you have going on this summer to promote peace. If you allow me...
Would you like to share with us some of the Secretary General's message that he's issued today for the International Day of Peace?
Absolutely. I'm very, very pleased to have the honor to read the message of the Secretary General for the 100-day countdown to International Day of Peace. Every year on the International Day of Peace, the United Nations calls on the peoples of the world to remember their common humanity, join together to build a future free of strife. It calls on all of us to observe a day of global ceasefire and nonviolence and to honor a cessation of hostilities for duration of the day. This year's theme, the Sustainable Development Goals, Building Blocks for Peace, highlights how ending poverty, protecting the planet, and ensuring broadly shared prosperity all contribute to global harmony. When we all work together, we can make peace possible, starting with 24 hours of peace on September 21st. The 17 Sustainable Development Goals were unanimously adopted by the 193 member states at a historic summit in September 2015. They are universal, applying to all countries. They are integral to achieving peace. SDG 16 specifically focuses on peace, justice, and strong institutions. Yet peace runs like a thread through all 17 of the goals. When people feel secure in their abilities to provide for their families, when they're given access to the resources they need to live healthy lives, and when they feel truly included in their societies, they're much less likely to engage in conflict. That is why, over the next 100 days, we must recognize that development and peace are interdependent and mutually reinforcing. We need to work together to help promote and achieve the Sustainable Development Goals. The leaders of the world have given us a clear blueprint, and by following it, we can help build a future of peace and prosperity. Thank you, Deborah, for the opportunity to take part in your program today.
Oh, thank you for being here with us, Kimberly, and thank you for all that you've done in so many creative ways to promote the International Day of Peace throughout the United Nations system and around the world. It's an inspiration, and we're very grateful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And the United Nations has a number of very well-known and distinguished messengers of peace. And one of our favorite messengers of peace is Dr. Jane Goodall, who comes every year, makes time in her schedule to attend the student observance at the United Nations, and every year issues a message to inspire people to peace and living in harmony with nature. And we have received a sneak peek at Jane Goodall's message, her statement for the 2016 International Day of Peace, which she will be posting, and you'll be seeing a video from her reciting this message very, very soon. But meanwhile, I'm going to read you just a brief excerpt from it, because, you know, whatever Dr. Jane Goodall does comes straight from her heart and her love of the natural world and her amazing dedication to peace. So these words are from Jane Goodall. She says, "This year, the theme for the International Day of Peace on September 21 is the Sustainable Development Goals, Building Blocks for Peace. More than ever before, it seems we all need to come together to address the desperate needs of so many across the globe. We are horribly aware of the problems facing humanity today: poverty, hunger, social inequality, and shocking environmental degradation. How can we help create a better, fairer world in which we all live environmentally sustainable lives and thus ensure that future generations have the benefit of the natural world? It was with this in mind that the United Nations developed the 17 Sustainable Development Goals, each of which addresses a key issue. The aim is that by 2030, we shall have ended poverty, learned to be more protective of our natural environment, and found ways to ensure a secure future for generations to come. These are ambitious goals to achieve in just 15 years. Yet, if we delay much longer, it may well be too late. Fortunately, all around the world, there are groups, including enthusiastic and determined young people, working to achieve these goals. Increasingly, the International Day of Peace is an occasion when people come together physically and electronically in a show of solidarity. For the thousands of Roots and Shoots groups and their friends, it's an opportunity to share projects and ideas. Many walk together carrying handmade giant peace dove puppets. Each year, these giant symbols of the peaceful world we all yearn for fly in ever more countries across Africa, Asia, and the Americas. I imagine the time when the great white wings will circle the globe, a shared vision for a peaceful future. So these are some of the words from Jane Goodall's message this year for the International Day of Peace. And we'll be seeing her at the United Nations at the Student Video Conference in September. So now it's time for us to start our journey around the world today to meet some of the people, just a few of the active, dedicated peacemakers around the world who bring the International Day of Peace to life in so many different places. And I wanted to start today by introducing you to Dagmar Birkenberg, my dear friend in Germany. We have, Dagmar and I have been working together across the ocean for many years to promote the prayer, "May peace prevail on earth." And Dagmar is a hub of peace in Europe. And I would like to invite you, Dagmar, to tell us a little bit about the kinds of things that take place for the International Day of Peace in Europe, any plans that you know of for this year. And another thing I just wanted to mention before you get to talk, Dagmar, is that today in the United States, our hearts are heavy because we experienced a violent tragedy a couple of days ago in Orlando, Florida. And those of us who work internationally are painfully aware that this kind of violence is not as rare as we would like it to be, let us say. That around the world there are people who are suffering in many different countries from violence and the threat of violence. We have not yet succeeded in bringing the culture of peace into flower all over the world, as is our vision and our shared dream. And Europe has been a particular focus lately because of the stress of migration that's happening there, where people are coming from countries that are devastated by wars and by climate change, and they're arriving on Europe's shores, and there's a joy in welcoming them, and there is a challenge in integrating a multicultural society. So I hope, Dagmar, you will tell us about both of these things as you say hello to us and greet us from Germany.
Hello, Deborah, or shall I say good evening? It's 6 p.m. in Munich, and yes, I'm also very happy to be in your program. And I'm also happy to tell you about the activities in Europe. Well, I'd like to reduce Europe, because Europe consists of so many countries, to three countries, Netherlands and Switzerland, Austria, and of course Germany, to four countries. And when I tell you about what we will be doing, I want to start with Austria and Salzburg as my role model, really, because in Salzburg, which you all know, I was witnessing the very first IDP celebration about 8 years ago in a small room in a church in the town, and from there it moved on. The Rudolf Steiner School asked if they could celebrate IDP in the next year. Then the mayor of Salzburg learned about it, and he said, oh, can I give the welcoming speech? And in the third year or fourth year, we got the castle in the town hall in the city of Salzburg to celebrate IDP. And now I don't even go to Salzburg anymore. I can go to other places on IDP because they celebrate it here in a different style. When I promote IDP, and people say, what can we do? They usually want to do a moment of silence for peace in a school or, in offices. But when they ask me, I suggest that they plant a peace pole, which they're happy to do. And I also suggest the flag mandala. The flag mandala is an activity I very much like because it's so simple and so powerful on the day, and everybody can do it. We have cardboard flags and for each nation, 196 flags. And we form a circle, we put the cards down, and when we put the card down of the particular nation, we say, may peace be in that nation, may peace be in Afghanistan, and we put the flag of Afghanistan down. So that is a popular activity now. People obtain the flags or print them in their computer, and they do that in Salzburg as well for the last eight years. What I miss a little, and if people say we plant a peace pole in September, I always ask them, when do you plant them? Because in September there's a particular day you could really use for your planting, which is on 21st of September. And just now a church in the Netherlands said, we plant another one. And I told them about IDP, and they said, oh, okay, of course, yes, let's make it on the 21st. And they are happy to hear about this date. The media, I must say, and I mean the big ones, because the local ones I can inform, of course. I inform our local radio stations, but the big ones, they are very, reluctant, to announce it. And that's something which I hope it will change in the future. I want the big TV stations in Germany to say on the news not only the horrible things, but that today is the International Day of Peace, and that's my wish for the future, that this happens. But afterwards, after I spoke, you will hear one media in Switzerland, which is very supportive for IDP, and that's an internet radio station for young people. So they do support us for many years, and they do great things in Switzerland on IDP. You mentioned Europe, and you mentioned the refugees. I have been a volunteer for the last 3 years because they choose Germany as a safe country. And we have, in my little area here outside Munich, we have 1,500 refugees. I love them all. they are mostly from Syria and Afghanistan, but many other countries as well, Pakistan as well. Iraq, Kurdistan, and there's a lot to do to integrate them. One of them, I wanted to tell you that because I love that, many of them are on my WhatsApp. I mean, I get so many Arabic messages now, I should really study Arabic soon. And one of them, from Eritrea, he has made peace prevail on earth as his status photo in WhatsApp, and I thought that is so nice. And I tried to bring the message in, but first they have other things which is in their head, like learning this difficult language, this difficult German language, finding a house. And then my determination is to do peace activities in the camps when we have sort of settled them in a little bit more. Yes. Do you want to hear more?
Wouldn't it be amazing to have International Day of Peace celebrations in the refugee camps in Europe?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And I also want to plant a peace pole, and it needs to have many peace pole signs for all the languages in the camp.
Yes. Yes, beautiful. Well, you have invited a very special young lady to give us a peace message today. Would you like to tell us about her?
Yes, the lady is Kaya from Switzerland, and she works for that Radio Yo-Yo, which I mentioned before. She's very dedicated to peace, her manager as well, Annemarie. And yeah, I'm I'm happy to hear her now. She had to record her message because over here it's evening now and she's in the train to go home from the radio station, so we had to record her.
All right. Well, let's hear the peace message from Kaya Imhoff from Radio Chico, Switzerland.
Ow! I feel good. Be Radio Chico.
You are listening to the special peace message from Radio Chico, Switzerland. Radio Chico is a youth and school internet radio. On the microphone is Kaya Imhof. I am speaking on behalf of the whole Radio Chico youth team. For each one of us, peace is extremely important. Peace is a must to live decently. Peace is a must to be able to study and to fulfill all our daily tasks. In the broadcast program of Radio Chico, we follow the Radio Chico ethical code. This means we only transmit positive and uplifting news. We only give energy to peaceful events and subjects and to news which help humanity. In 2009, Radio Chico won an international prize for special broadcastings regarding reconciliation. Since 3 years, we have a special program where we are broadcasting the visions of the children of our world 3 times a day. Under this rubric, we collect visions from young people from around the world. Last year, on the 21st of September, the United Nations Peace Day, we focused on peace and broadcasted only peace music. We had the chance to interview peace personalities from around the world. Every Sunday in the morning at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m., we broadcast peace news and talk about projects from peace organizations from around the world. Right now, we participate on a project where we launched a call to help to knit covers for refugee kids in European camps. The meaning behind is to give these children something which belonged to them and to give them warmth. This year, on September 21st, we will again start a Peace Week interviewing peacemakers around the world. Interested peacemakers are most welcome to participate. Why are we doing all of this? We engage in peace work because it is important for the future and because it is important for the kids to grow up in happiness and in a good environment anywhere on the planet. The Radio Chico team believes that in every bad there is something positive, that darkness has no power when light comes. Last but not least, the internet radio is a fantastic tool to work for peace. Our interesting podcasts can be listened on our website, radiochico.ch, radiochico. You have been listening to Radio Chico. On the microphone was Kaya Imhof. May peace prevail on earth.
Oh my, that was wonderful. Thank you, Dagmar, for inviting Kaya to give us a peace message from Radio Chico so that we could all really just get that peace vibration that the young people can communicate so beautifully. It really gives us hope for the future, doesn't it?
Yes, oh. It was a pleasure for me as well.
Thank you so much, Dagmar. It was great hearing from you and about the activities in Europe, and blessings in all of your projects for peace. Thank you.
Thank you, Deborah.
Now, we've been trying to get Ambassador Musi Hailu on the line. He is based in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, but he wrote us this morning to say that he is on a peace mission in Burundi, and I think we haven't quite made contact yet. So, Musi is the Africa Regional Coordinator for the United Religions Initiative. So he wanted to talk to us about activities of the United Religions Initiative on the continent of Africa. So we may have to wait until a bit later to hear from Ambassador Musi Hailu. But we do have on the line the amazing peacemaker, Father James Channon, who is the regional coordinator for Pakistan of the United Religions Initiative. And he is also the executive director of the Peace Center in Lahore, Pakistan. Father Channon is, I just can't say enough about the work that he has done, both for interfaith in Pakistan, which is not an easy job, but also for peace, planting peace poles around Pakistan and traveling around the world as a true ambassador of peace. He is a Dominican father, which is why he's in Rome right now, and he's going to speak with us live from Rome. So we're delighted to welcome Father James Channon. Are you there?
Thank you very much, Deborah. Yes, I am with you, and I feel such an honor that you have made us part of this international teleconference, and thanks for that. Me and one young member from Pakistan, who is a college student and activist. She's also coordinator of Light of Hope CC in Pakistan. And as we begin countdown of 100 days to International Day of Peace on 21st of September, and I was reading the message of Ban Ki-moon, Secretary General of United Nations, very inspiring message. And I hope that this message will be across the world and also in different languages. And also as the UN and its 193 member states have laid great emphasis on peace in their all sustainable development goals, and they have unanimously agreed, and the sustainable peace they have, as already mentioned, number 16. So as you see that peace is a great need of around the world. In many countries, I see that there is violence going on, there is terrorism, and recent attack of terrorism in Orlando makes me cry, in which 50 people were killed and 53 were injured. So I would say in such circumstances, this is the right time that we use all channels to promote peace and respect and harmony in the world, so that every person is respected and his or her religion is respected. So International Day of Peace is a very strong message to the world. And we have been celebrating this International Day of Peace in Pakistan for the past, like, at least 10 to 15 years. And we take this opportunity to create awareness among people, and by organizing seminars, by organizing conferences, by giving peace awards, and also giving interview on radio, TV, and writing in the newspapers. So this is a very powerful medium of electronic and print media that it should reach out to many, many people in the cities and in the remote areas in different countries. And over here, I see that all governments have a very important role to play. As this International Day of Peace is declared by the United Nations, how nice it would be that each country take it as priority and they start creating awareness among the people, and they celebrate this day on national level, which I see that at present, emphasis is not there. So governments have a great role to play in it. We will be organizing a program at Peace Center, organized by the United Religions Initiative, and we will be inviting about 150 people. There will be religious leaders, there will be young people, there will be women, There will be peace activists and promoters of interfaith harmony and peace. And this program will be organized by the Peace Center and URI and a couple of other like-minded organizations. And I can anticipate that there will be like 40 to 40 different NGOs who will be participating in this program at our Peace Center in Lahore. And also, I'd like to suggest that make more and more use of Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, and let this countdown come on all these social media websites. And obviously, that there need to propagate this International Day of Peace so that we are, all of us become peace builders and promote a culture of peace, harmony, and acceptance. As it is said, let the peace begin with me. So if I have a peace, I can give to others. So if every individual, every person takes it, and every person can promote much needed peace around the globe. So I'm happy that you have made me a part of this international call, and I feel very much united with the globe, as from different continents, people are part of this teleconference, and I feel like we are one family, whether from Africa, from Europe, from America, from Asia, and so on. So thank you very much for that. I'm sure Zahra will be also sharing, as a young leader, what she plans to do about the peace in Pakistan and elsewhere.
Oh, thank you so much, Anand. You are so right to mention a couple of these really important points. The shortage of national-level recognition of the International Day of Peace. This is something that we can all work on in our own countries. And also the social media aspect. So it's wonderful that the UN has put out this call for short videos from young people. I think that will help boost the social media presence. But it's really something we can all do. And I particularly want to thank you for inviting onto our call today Zahra Pervaiz. She is a student at Kinnaird College of Women in Lahore, Pakistan, and she is one of the organizers of the Light of Hope, which is a cooperation circle of the United Religions Initiative. So we are very happy to invite Zahra to tell us a little bit about the International Day of Peace in Pakistan from her perspective live from Lahore. Zahra.
Hello, everyone. First of all, I would like to thank you for having me here. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much, Debra, for having me here. I would like to start that peace is one of the most important elements in one's individual life. This year we are focusing on social media, how we can work to promote peace through social media, basically through vlogs, the videos, and arts and paintings. And the activity which I have thought of is having 100 sentences each day about peace, and on the 21st of September, those 100 sentences will be equal to an essay, and that can be shared with all of us to displaying it on a social website. Each one of us can write 100 sentences about peace, and this could be a very important and very sweet activity to promote peace from our side. In Pakistan, URI is providing peace and maintaining peace among different religions and communities, as we are having different cultures here in Pakistan. Basically, there are different traditions of our four provinces. So we are focusing on different cultures so we can promote peace to our own culture. And writing those essays, those 100 lines in English, this can be helpful for every individual to, you know, they can read and they can learn from it. And the second aspect which we are focusing this year is that Peace Center can be a platform where we can organize activities for young people to come and join us and to share their ideas, what they feel, how they feel, how they can work for peace. As they have freedom of speech, so it will be easy for us to initiate different ideas and later we can work on them. Also, the element which we are focusing this year is to eliminate ignorance from our life, ignorance of an individual, and we can share our grief and joy. We don't have to ignore any individual. We should promote them, and we can try to overcome the ideas and the difficulties of life, and we can comfort each other's life. If we can ignore, so this will be difficult for us. We should not ignore any individual. Everybody should speak whatever they feel, and this can be useful in Pakistan as well and other countries. And as organizer of Light of Hope CC, I would like to say that we are possibly working on the mindset of different individuals, how we can work for them. What, like, social media is a powerful tool and it can be used as a bridge to solve all disputes which people have. And it can be promoted in this way. I would like to say that Hello?
Are we losing you?
Can you hear me?
Okay, you're back.
Hello?
Yes. I hear you now.
Hello. And I would like to say that, I would like to conclude my today's speech by saying that we should avoid the ignorance element in our life, and we can give right to every individual to speak. Here in Pakistan, we see that if we are given the right to speak, and at our peace center in Lahore, we can use that platform and we can further work for peace through arts and through the essay and through paintings and blogs. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Zara, for giving us so many inspirations here in what you've said. I love the idea of building a message by putting out a sentence every day in English so that we can understand it. We appreciate that not everybody around the world speaks English, but there's so much on the internet that we really appreciate the people who learn English so that we can all communicate together. And I loved what you said about adding arts and painting. That's another project for the 100 days of the Summer of Peace. These
yes.
sentences for peace, a painting for peace, a drawing for peace, a message of peace, something every day. If everybody posted something about peace every day, can you imagine what a peaceful world we would be building together? So, Zara, you have shown the light of peace for us today, directly from Lahore, Pakistan, and we so appreciate you and everything that you're doing. Thank you so much. And thank you, Father James from Rome, our world traveler. So all of you are doing beautiful work in Pakistan. Thank you. And you know, as Dagmar pointed out earlier, this is not the kind of news that we normally get from Pakistan. We don't hear the peace work. We don't hear the beautiful things that happen all around the world through our major media. So it's up to us. It's up to the people to use the social media platforms, as everybody has said, to stress the importance of peace in all of our lives, in our hearts, and in our world. And everybody can listen to the programs of the Summer of Peace Summits to find all kinds of inspiration of ways to do that. So now we're going to keep traveling around the globe, and we're going to hear from Maria Ying Matthews, who is the founder of Peace International Foundation in Hong Kong. I don't think there are a lot of international peace foundations in Hong Kong. I think she's doing some real pioneering work there, and she's a tremendous supporter of the International Day of Peace over many years, and her work in Hong Kong is always involving people of different faiths and especially young people. And she always includes music in her work. So we're going to hear some words from Maria about what she does with Peace International Foundation in Hong Kong. And then she's invited two young people to give us musical performances for peace, very brief ones. So let's hear some message now from Maria Ying Matthews in Hong Kong.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. First, I sincerely thank Mr. Philip Helmer and Reverend Deborah Modo for this speaking opportunity. It is a pleasure and honor to speak to you all today. I am Maria Ying Matthews, founder and chairman of Peace International Foundation. PIF is a Hong Kong-based nonprofit organization established in 2008 with a mission to advance United Nations peace initiatives through youth-centered education and empowerment. PIF is the official organizer of the United Nations International Day of Peace in Hong Kong, co-hosted annually with the United Nations China. The event forms an integral part of the Hong Kong Peace Festival since 2010 to extend the celebrations to a week-long event. The extensive program includes the Youth Peace Forum, the Peace Day Concert, cultural events and activities in schools. PIF also runs a variety of peace education activities and outreach programs focused on non-conflict resolution, environmental issues, and interfaith dialogue to encourage our youth to engage in exchange of ideals of peace globally. Our aim is to empower a diversity of individuals to actively support peace-building process and cultivate a strong sense of peace. As such, PIF has established a number of divisions to serve and achieve such a purpose. To lead off, the Peace Club was launched in 2010 as the first club of its kind in Hong Kong. It provides a forum for the professionals and the diplomatic community to share their views and knowledge on peace-related issues. We are blessed to have a number of consuls general as active supporters who constitute the Peace Club's circle of patrons. PIF also has student peace clubs, which are self-governed organizations within schools and universities in Hong Kong, designed as a learning platform for students to inspire and educate the next generation of peace builders. They enable Hong Kong students to engage with the youth globally through PIF's peace camps and concert tours as part of the East Meets West campaign, advancing peace in unity with the youth around the world. PIF's Peace International Youth Orchestra, which consists of a collection of young musicians selected from academic institutions across Hong Kong. The orchestra enables the youth to apply their love of music to promote the culture of peace through local and overseas performances and participation in peace camps. The term peace can mean different things to different individuals, but from what I have found working with the youth of Hong Kong, peace is synonymous with love, harmony, and acceptance. Peace generally is a rarely used term in daily conversation in Hong Kong, but the students whom I have come across write, paint, and dream about it. Peace in China refers to social harmony, yet it lacks a specific, unifying meaning in our city. This is the gap that I would like to fill. I want to educate, empower, and inspire our youth to strengthen the culture of peace in Hong Kong and beyond. PIF puts a strong focus on inner peace. I firmly believe that peace and its values of love, harmony, and acceptance cannot be sustained on a local and global scale without an internal peace of mind. The foundation has a number of activities planned for this year. The annual Hong Kong Peace Festival is our major event, while we will continue to host the Peace Writing Competition. We hope to launch the Peace Music Composition Contest this summer. We are looking at the possibility of a Women for Peace program to complement existing divisions focused on youth, business leaders, and professionals. The recent international efforts call for action on gender equality, women's rights, and women's involvement in the development process have contributed to the idea for this program. We look forward to give you our development update in the new year. I now would like to introduce Ms. Sharon Yoon and Ms. Athena Wong, youth leaders of the Student Peace Clubs and the Youth Orchestra, respectively, to give the solo performance. Please enjoy. May peace prevail on earth.
Hi, I am Sharon Yun from Peace International Foundation of Hong Kong. And today, in order to celebrate this special occasion, I'd like to dedicate a song written by Julie Gold called From a Distance. I chose this song because of its positive message towards attainable peace in the future if we all work together. I hope you enjoy this cover, sung by myself and guitar played by Laura George. Thank you, and may peace prevail on earth. From a distance, the world looks blue and green, and the snow-capped mountains white. From a distance, the ocean meets the stream, and the eagle takes to flight. From a distance, there is harmony, and it echoes through the land. The voice of hope, it's the voice of peace, it's the voice of every man.
I'm Athena Wong, a cellist in Peace International Youth Orchestra. Today, I'm going to play an excerpt from the prelude of Bach's Cello Suite No. 1. It is among the most frequently performed and recognizable pieces written for cello. This is my favorite piece, and I hope to share this profound piece of music with the world through the universal language, music. Thank you, and may peace prevail on earth.
Lovely. So we heard from a distance from Hong Kong about these beautiful peace activities that Peace International Foundation makes happen every year for the International Day of Peace, and also musical messages from Sharon Yuen and Athena Wong, who are students in Hong Kong who work for peace and who have played their beautiful music for peace. So we're still working on connecting with Africa. Ambassador Musi Hailu is trying to reach us from Burundi. And I'm wondering whether we have Angelina Gabaitsi on the line. She is with the 11 Days of Global Unity in Botswana, and she has also invited a young singer-songwriter to be with us today.
Hi, how are you?
Well, apparently we don't have a very strong connection with you, but we're delighted to be able to hear you and to hear about how you are celebrating the 11 Days of Global Unity leading up to the International Day of Peace in Botswana.
Yes. I am Angelina Gabaitsi. I'm doing partner outreach and coordination with We the World and the We Campaign. First of all, I would like to express gratitude and much delight towards the SHIFT Network and Deborah Modo, UN NGO committee, who have put this international call together. I would like to start with a background of the 11 Days of Global Unity. 11 Days of Global Unity, 11 Ways to Transform Your World, is a worldwide platform for people such as myself and the other featured speakers working for social change to promote peace, justice, sustainability, and transformation. It was launched in 2004 by We the World and our global partners, including Deborah Modo, who is leading this call. Participants have included Desmond Tutu, who is in our neighboring country, South Africa, Jane Goodell, Deepak Chopra, Marianne Williamson, Arun Gandhi, and groups like Amnesty International, Oxfam America, World Peace Prayer Society, and United Religions Initiative. 11 Days of Global Unity annually includes as many as 700 associated events in over 60 countries around the world. It culminates on September 21st, the UN International Day of Peace, which we are discussing today. 11 Days of Global Unity started after a situation that occurred in 2001. Up until then, the International Day of Peace had been celebrated on the opening day of the UN General Assembly each September. In 2001, the scheduled UN Assembly session, and therefore the International Day of Peace, actually coincided with the tragedy of 9/11. A UN resolution permanently fixed the International Day of Peace on September 21st, which started in 2002. We, the world, looked at Peace Day being on September 11th, 2001, and moving to September 21st, and was deeply inspired by that to launch 11 Days of Global Unity, September 11th through September 21st, symbolically marking that transformative global journey from fear to hope. 11 Days of Global Unity now highlights 11 campaigns for change, including environment, economic justice, health, human rights, and peace, which call forth the values, spirit, and service needed to move us towards a culture of peace and a world that works for all. You can find out more by going to we.net. We the World Botswana is working in partnership with Desmond Lunga, leader of Men and Boys for Gender Equality, the United Nations office in Botswana, with the support of the Office of the President in Botswana, to celebrate the International Day of Peace and the culmination of 11 Days of Global Unity with a march in Gaborone. We will come together with various organizations working under each of the 11 themes, such as United Religions for Unity, environmentalists, health awareness groups, to name a few. Before the march, we will have a few featured speakers present each of their work and contribution to social change in Botswana and globally. You can find out more by going to we.net. I would like to give the floor now to Mposi Bina, a singer-songwriter who has a special performance from Botswana. Much love, Angelina.
Good afternoon to everybody that's on the line. I don't know if it's afternoon everywhere else in the world, but it's evening here, and I'd like to thank everyone who put this together, and also Angelina for inviting me for this. The song I'm going to sing is called Love's Light, and it's an original piece by myself, which talks about looking for a inner light and strength within yourself, an inner peace that will help, you know, help grow yourself as an individual person, which I think will lead to a global change in peace if we, because I believe it starts individually. And the song is titled Love's Light. Some of your time, some of your life, you look for your light in all the wrong places. If you look for your truth with all of your might while living your life, love's light will embrace you. Yeah, I sing for love, I sing for joy, I sing for you. I sing for love, I sing for joy, I sing for you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Mpho Sivina from Botswana. And thank you, Angelina Khabatsi, for telling us something about the 11 Days of Global Unity, and for helping us to understand your peace efforts that are, you know, you're in a country that that we don't often get to visit, and we know that you're radiating
the light of love and peace around the world on the International Day of Peace. And for anyone who would like to get more information on the 11 days of global unity that go from September 11th to September 21st, you can go to the website at we.net, and you can listen to the summit that they're going to have on here, right here on the Shift Network as part of the Summer of Peace as we move toward the UN International Day of Peace. So I know that the entire team here has been busy trying to connect with Ambassador Musi Hailu, who's been calling us from Burundi, Africa. And I think that we still have not managed to get him on the line, which is, for me, it's very sad because he's my dear brother in Africa, and I know the extraordinary work that he does to bring a culture of peace to the countries of Africa, working with the African Union, working in many different countries, and celebrating and honoring the International Day of Peace. And Ambassador Musi has a particular focus on the Golden Rule because he understands that every one of our religions has a basis in that simple message of kindness, to do unto others as we would have others do unto us. So that is certainly the spirit of the International Day of Peace. So if we have not succeeded in making contact with Ambassador Musi Hailu, then we will wrap up this program by encouraging every one of you, wherever you are in the world, to take this summer, to take the next 100 days, and fan that flame, that spark of peace in your heart. We know that if you're listening to this call, that you are one of the dedicated peacemakers, wherever you are in the world. And the International Day of Peace belongs to you and to your community. And you can use it as an opportunity to highlight whatever work you are doing for peace and harmony in this world, and particularly for the theme of the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, Building Blocks for Peace. These are also known as the global goals. They use the hashtag global goals to promote them, hashtag peace day to promote the International Day of Peace, hashtag may peace prevail on earth to share your love and peace from your heart with the world. So I would like to invite us all now who have listened to these beautiful, amazing peacemakers around the world, the experienced mentors and the young people who are coming up in the world and making this a world of peace. And I would like you to join me for just one moment in sharing a prayer for peace. And you know, Dagmar mentioned the minute of silence on the International Day of Peace. So the very focus of the International Day of Peace for many of us around the world is the 12 noon minute of silence. And that's why we had this call at 12 noon Eastern time today. We know it's a different time all over the world. But on the International Day of Peace, wherever you are, at 12 noon, we encourage you to take a moment for peace in your hearts and then close it with this simple prayer: may peace prevail on earth. And I ask you to join me in saying that prayer right now. May peace prevail on earth. Oh, thank you, Philip, for joining me. And thank you, Philip, for helping us to put this program together, just to give a sampling of the hundreds of thousands of activities that happen all across the world for the International Day of Peace, and to launch the Summer of Peace on the Shift Network. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and Deborah, big thanks to you. I mean, I was just truly inspired to hear all of our friends from around the world and recorded messages. It's just really masterful, and a big dream to Ambassador Musi there in Burundi, which I have visited before. And just thank you so much for trying to reach in. And I'm glad Deborah could share your essence with us here. You're very much with us in spirit. And Deborah, as you said, you know, International Day of Peace, I've heard estimates of over 500 million people have celebrated in the last couple of years. And it is really an event that brings us all together, that we can see our common humanity and that we can learn that many of us are striving to be inner peace and to take inspired action for peace. And so we want to thank you for this call. I also want to thank all the people involved who helped make this call possible. You know, everyone who was on the call, their assistants on our team, Lindsay and Jeffrey and others who were doing the technical driving. And for the people who are listening to this call live and also who will listen to the recordings later, thank you for joining with us. And, you know, there you can listen to more inspiring sessions of Peace Builders in the worldpeacelibrary.com. worldpeacelibrary.com. Recordings from the last 5 years are in there. There's over 375 recordings systematically mapping out what does peace look like emerging around the world from inner to international levels. And so we want to thank everyone for being with us. We have a lot in store with us with the Summer of Peace, with the summits coming up, and also we will also have a Yoga Day Summit on June 21st. And also to learn more about our global community of people awakening to their divine humanity and taking inspired action, visit theshiftnetwork.com. That's theshiftnetwork.com. And again, thank you again for joining us and for sharing this transformational peace-building wisdom with your friends and family. And another big thankful hug to Deborah Muldell. All right, everyone. Thank you. Bye-bye.
From a distance, you look like my friend, even though we are at war. From a distance, I just cannot comprehend what all this fight is for. From a distance, it's the love of loves. It's the heart of every man.